Proclamation number 6858, dated the June 26, 1957. The earthly path of angel beings. Being allowed to live on earth is also the wish of non-fallen beings, which indeed live in unimaginable happiness but were unable to reach the highest perfection of childship to God, which necessitates the path across earth. These beings' wish will be granted, and they will travel their path under extremely difficult circumstances in life on earth, but generally will attain the final goal, although as human beings they don't know their origin. They are, however, very frequently and severely tempted, and their earthly life, too, is particularly difficult and sorrowful. Yet since their souls came from above, they are far more willing to love and therefore also recognize the purpose of their earthly life very quickly, thus steadfastly following their goal despite their externally difficult circumstances, ill health and all kinds of adversity. Attaining childship to God is the highest goal for the beings in the spiritual realm, which, however, can only be accomplished by overcoming the abyss. Consequently, such beings will predominantly embody themselves, particularly in times of people's spiritually low level, in order to carry a ray of light into a world of profound darkness. For wherever a person willing to love is working on earth, a soft light will be shining, which is soothingly touching his fellow human beings' souls. And a being of light will always bring such a soft shining light along to earth, since love in the soul will not be ignited, but a small flame is already glowing when it enters into earthly life. But such people will often be treated with hostility and have to prove themselves, hence pass the test of will as well, which this life on earth requires. For God's adversary will tempt particularly them in the hope of bringing them to fall, which he once failed to succeed in doing. Nevertheless, the human being is not left defenseless against his power, since his spiritual friends will always support him and provide him with strength, which he will at all times request from God. For a soul from above will never relinquish its bond with God, even though it is free in its will and actions. And thus in times of spiritual decline, messengers of light and love will arise time and again, who openly acknowledge God and work for him and his kingdom, people who are permeated by his spirit and who eagerly and with conviction proclaim the divine Redeemer and consider it their task in life to lead their fellow human beings to the cross, because they understand the significance of the sacrifice on the cross and therefore also know the danger people find themselves in. They gained this knowledge through their life of love, and therefore they can also be diligent representatives of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. Especially in times to greatest spiritual adversity, the helpers will descend from above, but without knowledge of their origin. For they, too, will have to pass the test of will. They often have to live a most difficult earthly life for the sake of their goal, and on no account are they allowed to be spiritually so influenced that they are compelled in their thinking, talking and behavior. But they can always expect help when they need it, since they will always take the path to God, whom they recognize as their Father and whom they love with all their heart. This is why their hearts are always open to receive a flow of strength from the spiritual kingdom, and reaching their goal is usually assured and only at risk if the person establishes contacts on earth which want to pull him down. The soul will not have to fear a fall into the abyss, yet there is the danger that it will not achieve the highest degree of light. Nevertheless, it will keep its former happiness, only that it is no longer the created angel being which can't help but think and act in accordance with divine will, but that it has gone through earthly life and proven its free will and its direction, so that it thus can enter into the highest spheres of light in order to be indescribably happy. Amen.